It's Jocelyn Gayboy. My name is Jocelyn Gayboy, and one of my favorite things in the world is starting conversations about candy.
Welcome to the Finding Favorites podcast, where we explore your favorite things without using an algorithm. Here's your host, Leah Jones.
Hello, and welcome to Finding Favorites. I'm your host, Leah Jones, here with another late edition and realizing that this might become a Monday podcast and less of a Sunday podcast, because it seems like I need my weekends a little bit more now. I reference it in the episode I talked about a little bit last week. In May, I had my first mammogram ever, and I went back in June for a second mammogram, and at the end of June, got a diagnosis of stage one breast cancer. So this last week has been doing all the things, meeting doctors, getting second opinions. This upcoming week is a second biopsy, an MRI, a genetics test. So I'm just like really in the depths of learning about what size mass I have, what type of cancer in specific it is, what's my genetic story. It doesn't leave a lot of mental space for the wonderful conversations of finding favorites. And so this weekend and during the diagnosis stuff, I canceled a few interviews because I just didn't have it in me. So this weekend I laid around thinking I should really ask somebody to be on my podcast. I should really ask someone to be on my podcast. But then I was kind of punishing myself for having canceled past episodes or past interviews. And then I asked a friend who has said in the past that she, at the drop of a hat, would be happy to join me. And so Jocelyn Gayboy is back this week, and we're just talking about candy. It's her go-to icebreaker. Instead of saying, like, who are you, what do you do, she says, what's your favorite candy? And we truly talked for, I was like, we're just going to talk for an hour. We were on Zoom for 2 hours. So this is a cut down conversation, of course, that we had on Sunday night about candy, because that is what my brain can handle right now. Enjoy your favorite things. Go do that deferred maintenance on your body. Go to the doctor, do the tests you're avoiding, get your mammograms, and make time for your favorite things. Hello and welcome to Finding Favorites. I'm your host, Leah Jones, and this is the podcast where we learn about people's favorite things and get recommendations without using an algorithm. Today, I have a return guest, Jocelyn Gayboy, who you know from the episode about the Avett brothers. She is a spontaneous friend who is always down to gab. And when I said, hey, would you want to do an episode because I didn't have anything lined up for this week, she sent me a TikTok where she described at least 20 topics that she could talk about for 20 minutes without preparation. So we're going to talk for about an hour and change, and we're going to see how many of those topics we can get through. But before we do that, Jocelyn, how are you doing tonight?
I'm good. I'm eager for it to get warm again, but like I'm enjoying the brief respite and the sky is watering my garden instead of me.
Yeah.
There's something that people keep talking about that like basically like they think plants grow better with rainwater than like hose water.
Oh.
That it like brings nitrogen down or something like that.
Okay.
So like bring it. Like let's grow shit, you know?
Yeah. What are you growing this year? I know this is your second year of gardening in your building's courtyard, right?
Well, I didn't do anything last year. Other people planted stuff. I did nothing. This year, because it was like we created it because it was COVID and like people weren't going anywhere and it was like that. Well, this year, people have their own lives or they're back or I don't know. So no one has done anything. I'm a brand new gardener. I know shit about shit.
Mm-hmm.
The first thing I planted was tomato plants, and only because the guy who originally planted the tomato plants last year helped me. Like he helped me like do the whole thing. And then I got seeds and I planted beans, which I think the bunnies might be eating, radishes, which are coming up, which are fine. I have a whole bed filled with new cucumber plants. So cucumbers will be a ways away, but like, great. I'm a psycho about cucumbers. So there's that, there's lettuce, there's carrots, there's peppers. I think two different kinds of peppers. Are any of these things going to grow the way I want them to? I don't know, because I'm not a very fastidious gardener. And so the way I planted the shit was very like ADHD style, like, okay, I just want to get this stuff in there.
Yeah.
I have like two or three volunteer tomato plants. So like, you know, if you want some tomato plants, let me know. I'll send them your way. Yeah. Although you got the whole scenario. So
there's so much gardening happening at this apartment that I do not need any I just bought the fire pit. I think you were with me that day. The fire pit is my contribution.
Fair enough. Yeah. That's great.
Nice. The gardening is, that's good. It's really, there's so much happening in our backyard garden.
Well, it's really been a profound experience because intellectually I understand like plants and like the concept of a garden or whatever, like planting stuff. But it's really been, like I said, almost like a spiritual experience to know that I planted these things, but at the end of the day, and I water them, right? I take care of them to some extent. But at the end of the day, like the two tomatoes I ate the other day from my tomatoes, like I didn't have anything to do with that.
Yeah.
Like plants grow. Like they do their thing. There's a way that they grow and fruits and whatever. And it's like, that is not me. Like I did not like...
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like that, I didn't make that shit grow. Like I gave it some very bare minimum stuff. And then the world or the universe or whatever, like just takes care of it. And like, it's every single time I'm still kind of shocked by it. Like, oh, this is a thing that happens.
Right.
Like this is how we get food. You know what I mean?
Right.
I don't know. It's just kind of a mind fuck. So yeah, it's definitely been super profound.
Nice. So we were, we were recording, but before we officially started the podcast record, I was telling you that yesterday I watched, over the course of the weekend, I watched the entire season one of Hacks. So Hacks is, Jean Smart is in the lead, from Designing Women.
Yeah, right.
And also Mayor of Easttown, but I know her from Designing Women. And, Lorraine Newman's daughter, Hannah Eidenberg, I think. And it's by Jen Psaki as the lead writer. So there's some like, Mike Schur is a producer. So there's some like Good Place alumni.
Wow.
Joe Mandy is a producer on it. He wrote on The Good Place. So it's like Mike Schur alumni.
Okay.
And he's an executive producer.
Okay.
It is about... So everybody keeps saying that this show is based on Joan Rivers' life.
Oh.
And, you know, my beloved Jason Mantzoukas, this week on the How Did This Get Made mini, was talking about how he was like, it's so weird that like both Mrs. Maisel and Hacks are both based on Joan Rivers. Like, and kind of saying like, it's obvious like how few women of that generation there were. And I was like, but it's not. Jean Smart is 1 year older than Roseanne Barr. So it's the story of a female comic, a woman comic, who has the longest running comedy residency in Las Vegas. But her like jokes are hacky. She's a hack. She's just telling the same jokes every night in a sequin dress, getting her laughs, getting her money. And a 24-year-old, 25-year-old writer who got canceled for something dumb on Twitter is her they have the same manager. And she is sent to go write for this character to help her, like, update her material.
Okay.
It's amazing. That's all I'll say about it because it's so good. It is a half-hour comedy.
Okay.
So when some of the horrible things happen and you want to rip your bones out of your body because it's so uncomfortable, just remember it's a comedy. So
okay.
There was a moment where she's one of the characters is on a bender and makes leaves some voicemails.
Okay.
And I was like, I stopped the show and I was like, I don't know if I can bear to watch the fallout of these voicemails.
Right.
Like, I can't handle the impact of her bender.
Right.
But it's a comedy. It's a half hour comedy. But I think it's much more based on the careers of Roseanne Barr, Paula Poundstone. Paula Poundstone is in her 50s. But I think everybody just saying like, oh, it's Joan Rivers, just because the character ends up like in sequin gowns, is like a lazy understanding that there were comics, there were groundbreaking women comics after Joan Rivers.
So several things about that. One, is Mrs. Maisel supposed to be about Joan or aligned with or somehow related to Joan Rivers? I've never heard that until right now.
Yes. And the Maisel timeline does actually line up with the Joan Rivers timeline.
Right. I'd never heard that until right now.
Yeah. Inspired by. Like.
Right.
Yeah. The
touchstone for it.
Yes. Yeah. But like Amy Sherman Palladino, her dad was a Catskill comedian. So she came up at it, like she grew up, I think, with Joan Rivers sort of in her family's orbit.
Right.
So, yeah, Maisel is the strongest parallel.
Right.
Is Joan Rivers.
I'd never heard that. So that's news to me. Second thing about that is that I one of the things I will always think about with Joan Rivers is that she was kind of like the go-to fill-in when Carson was not on for whatever reason. And I just remember my grandma always saying like, I don't know if I like her so much. She's so raunchy. Like that very specific word, like you don't really hear anyone say it anyway anymore.
Right.
But like if I ever hear the word raunchy, I'm like,
you think of Joan Rivers.
Yeah. Grandma and Joan Rivers. Yes. Yep. But the other thing I'm asking is that like maybe Roseanne Barr, but do you feel like I never felt like Paula Poundstone was hacky?
No. So I don't think I almost tag Paula Poundstone. I'm like, no, I know she actually reads her tweets and I don't want to hurt her. Because someone I know doubled down on a fucking Twitter fight with Paula Poundstone, he called her an 80s comic. And she was like, I still do comedy. Like, I'm not an 80s comic. So I don't think Paula Poundstone is hacky. But I think there's some stuff they talk about with this character. Diane Vance is the character's name. They go to clubs that she went to when she was coming up. And the pictures are from the 80s. Right? So it puts her in a peer group of a Paula Poundstone.
Right.
Or even more, Roseanne Barr. Roseanne Barr is 10 years older than Paula Poundstone.
Okay.
When you think about, like, the original Comedy Central, Comedy Channel, and the clips they used to play, like Ellen DeGeneres, Paula Poundstone, Roseanne, there's some other women from that time who, Wanda Sykes, again, Wanda's in her 50s, she's, like, on the younger end of that, but any of those women could have, actually, Marcia Warfield is probably the best, because she does live in Vegas, and does stand up in Vegas every week. Oh, so no Marcia shit. Warfield is probably actually, you know, except for that, she's not as insanely wealthy as this character is.
Right. Night Court, motherfucker. Love that show.
Oh, so good.
John Larroquette was on that show. He was like the shitty, he had to have been the defense. He couldn't have been the prosecutor because you kind of were supposed to hate him.
She's 67. Yeah. It's Marcia Warfield.
Okay.
I'm going to have to tweet this again. Marcia Warfield never stopped doing stand-up. Or she just came back to it. I don't remember. But she's in Vegas doing comedy.
Okay. Nice.
So for some reason, I have decided to spend energy on being really bothered by people who think Joan Rivers is the only person that can inspire you to write TV about women doing comedy.
earlier tonight we texted and you had, well, you have this TikTok, which I will link to, where you're like, here, truly, it's like 20 topics.
Right. And I asked you, do you want something chill or something serious?
Yeah.
Which that list encompasses both.
Right. Right. And I am in the mood for something chill because, as I mentioned in last week's introduction, I got a diagnosis, and that diagnosis was stage one breast cancer, which you obviously are not finding out this way, but listening.
Don't panic.
Right. So we're recording this late on a Sunday night because it turns out my brain cannot handle doctor's appointments. All I wanted was an ADHD diagnosis this summer. I did not want
right.
This is not what I wanted. Nobody wants right. Nobody expects a Spanish Inquisition. So I wanted something chill, something light. And you said that you know the best. You've got a good icebreaker.
I do. So a lot of people talk about, you know, social anxiety and like being at parties and like, you know what I mean? Like I'm an extrovert, so I can navigate it a little bit better, I think, than some people who, you know, are introverted or have a lot of anxiety or whatever. And bar none. And sometimes it's just literally like as, blunt as, I don't know if the right word is like, but basically you just start, you kind of like pause, you throw out like something about candy, right? Mm-hmm. Like, oh my God, like I had this candy or I saw this candy at Walgreens. This can be a lie. Like you can like, but you just, cause you just need to get into the candy.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like that's right. The important part. And because here's the thing, even if someone doesn't eat sugar anymore,
mm-hmm.
people have opinions about candy.
Yeah.
They have favorite candies. They have candies they hate. I mean, Boston baked beans. What the fuck is up with that? I mean, who like, knows?
They're gross.
No.
I'm saying they're gross, but also have I ever had one? I'm not sure because I know that they're going to be gross and I'm not going to try them.
Yeah.
I must have gotten them some Halloween.
Well, because at least how I was introduced to them is they were all in the little small. Remember how like they were little small. See, this is what I'm talking about, bro. Yep. This is happening right now. There was the little small package of lemon heads. There was a little small package of like Red Hots or Fire Hots or some shit, whatever it was called. If you could find them, there were apple heads and grape heads.
Mm-hmm.
And then the same company, which I believe is like Ferrara Pan or Dan, mm-hmm. like it's in Chicago. Like it's a Chicago company.
Yeah.
And they made these little fucking boxes of Boston baked beans. I think I had one ever and they were so disgusting that I was just like, yeah, that's never happening again.
Do you think all those... You know, if you think about them a little bit more, those boxes are all the same size as almost a pack of cigarettes.
I think they're smaller.
Or a deck of cards.
No, they're smaller.
Smaller than a deck of cards?
Oh, yeah.
Are they more like raisin box size?
Yes.
Okay.
In comparison, if you had to pick one or the other, it would be closer to that. Yeah.
So these are not like adult flavors for people trying to quit smoking to give you the feel of like a pack of cigarettes.
No.
I had a guy in my high school marching band, Travis, who played the French horn, who was trying to quit smoking. And so he would always sit around packing like a big double pack of extra gum, like hitting it on his hand like it was a pack of cigarettes.
And this constantly. Person was in high school?
Yeah. It was the 90s. We were more, kids were more open about their smoking.
It was the 90s.
Yeah.
As Kevin James Thornton would say. It's just funny, like, that they're already trying to quit smoke. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, there's this guy. He was trying to quit smoking. I don't know. That's hilarious. Well,
he got into a very competitive marching band in the drum corps and realized like you can do Indiana high school marching band, which is difficult, but it is not as difficult as drum and bugle corps. And once he got into the, started with a C, it wasn't the Calvinists. It wasn't the Celtics. It doesn't matter. Once he got into that marching band, he was like, oh, I cannot smoke and play my instrument and march the way they expect me to.
Right.
Better double up on some bubble gum.
Right. Oh, that's hilarious.
So the trick is just get people talking about candy.
Just, yeah. Or even, I guess if you really want to go balls to the wall, you could just be like, what's your favorite candy? Just like, kind of like, instead of how's the weather? Like,
right.
I was thinking about it. What's your favorite candy? Because I truly, truly, truly. And it's, I mean, like, here's one right off the gate. And you actually saw me. No, you weren't there. You were not at that armchair expert where I threw down one of the all-time conundrums and arguments of candy forever.
Right.
Where I asked Keckner and Dax, Red Vines or Twizzlers?
Oh. Well, there's only one answer.
I believe there's only one answer too, but guess what? There are people who think the other answer is correct.
Those people are wrong.
Are we hopefully on the same page?
1, 2, 3. Twizzlers.
Twizzlers. Okay, thank God. Yeah.
We can still be friends.
Yes. I mean, like, Red Vines. Fuck that. No.
But look,
the flavor sucks. The texture sucks. Like,
we were together when I bought these.
Yeah, I bought some.
So crinkle, crinkle, crinkle. How's that for asthma?
Oh, is that how you?
I think you say ASMR, but I'm.
Oh, okay. That you're okay. Weefy.
On the same trip where I was buying a fire pit, we were at Menards, which is the secret best place in Chicago to buy candy. Yep. And so that was a bag of cinnamon bears, of like jumbo cinnamon. These cinnamon bears are like the size of my thumb. It's truly the only type of candy I've ever bought, and I can have two pieces of candy and I'm like, okay, I'm satiated. Possibly because they stay in my teeth so long that the flavor doesn't go away.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. It's like rolling the dice though, because it's like, not so spicy, medium spicy. And then all of a sudden there's like a sassy ass fucking cinnamon bear. And you're like, hello, Charlie.
Yeah.
Like, where did you come from? But yeah. So, I mean, like, the Red Vines Twizzlers thing alone, like, you can start. And the thing is, again, as I talk about this, like with reality TV, the whole point is that like, it's an argument and people can get heated about it
right.
and it's fun, but there's nothing, there's not politics. It's not religion. It's not fucking, you know what I'm saying? Like, It's a fun, funny thing to like be yelling at people about. Oh, I'm probably the only one yelling, but like, do you know what I'm saying? Like, it's a fun thing to get whipped up. Whipped up is probably the better term. It's a funny thing to get whipped up about, but everyone has childhood thoughts and experiences. And even if it's not like a fight, like a debate or whatever, someone brings up candy cigarettes. Someone brings up those crazy dots things that basically were like acid on a fucking piece of paper. Right. Like, you know what I mean? And then you start to really think about it as an adult and you're like, what the fuck was all that? Like, you
it
know,
was weird.
Like, you know, wax bottles and lips. Like, who's doing that? I'm not, as a kid, I was like, this is bogus. Like, what is the point of this?
Wax
like,
lips
no.
were bogus, but the bottles of juice were not bogus.
This is perfect. Cause
bogus.
Why would like, no, you're chewing on wax to get to it. I mean, like,
I don't know. It's just kind of like a nice sensory. I don't know. I don't know where they came from. I don't know who bought them. I don't remember ever, if faced with you can get a treat, I would get a Snickers bar or Skittles or maybe a whatchamacallit. You know, I was never going to select the wax bottles. I don't think with my treat option.
Right. But they were around.
Somehow. I mean, sometimes they were just around.
Yeah. No, I mean, give me some Lick-A-Made. Like, I'll go there before I go to like
some what?
Lick-A-Made, the crazy stupid ass chalk stick that you would stick in the powder and then lick it up.
Yep.
Yeah. I mean, like, let's go there before wax bottles.
I mean, because that was essentially Kool-Aid, dry Kool-Aid, but mixed in with sugar.
I was gonna say Jocelyn's alcohol ADHD dream, that and a pixie stick. I mean, like, let's do this. Like, let's make it happen.
Yeah, pixie sticks. That was also
insanity.
Because, P.S., you could just straight up just eat a spoonful of sugar.
Right.
Which I have a very clear memory of what that feels like. So definitely something I did.
Oh, I would. So weirdly enough, so I don't think my dad really knew because like he was in construction. So he was out the door at like 5 a.m. like every fucking day. And my mom was kind of like a cigarette and a Pepsi breakfast. And I was the person who literally waited until the very last second to get up so I could like basically throw some bullshit on and like get out of the house.
Right.
And so we would walk out of the house with like ding dongs, ho-hos, Hostess donuts, candy bars sometimes, mm-hmm. like stuff no other kid, like that was not happening. But in an ironic twist of fate, the only cereals we had were regular Cheerios. Honey Nut Cheerios did not exist at that point.
Okay.
Regular Cheerios, Raisin Bran. And as a kid, I'm like, raisins? Fuck that.
Raisin Bran is great if you cover it in sugar.
Well, right. Well, but yeah. And then
Cheerios are great if you cover them in sugar.
Yes. Cheerios and Rice Krispies. So those were the two that like we would have sugar bowl.
Yeah.
And I would start snowing. I would start salting that shit up. Mm-hmm. And like, I could get one on. And then if my dad was around or noticing, like he kind of like call shenanigans and I'd be like, cool, cool, cool. And then I get that thing in there again. And like, cause you ate the one layer of sugar. So then I have to like coat it again. And like, by the time I'm not a big milk fan, never have been, but by the time that was done, it was like a slurry. I mean, I was just like drinking like a milk slurry. You know what I mean? Like, so it's ironic to me because like all the other sugar cereals that people know and love, Captain Crunch, Fruit Loops, all that shit, like I never had those.
We didn't. So those, we very rarely had those, but we would have like, we had Kix. Yeah. Kid Tested Mother Approved. We did have once like Honey Nut, like we had a Sam's Club. And so Sam's Club would have like Honey Nut Cheerios, Raisin Bran. But never anything, like we never had anything with marshmallows in the house. None of that.
Right.
Not for, I mean, rarely even for like special occasions. Like it wasn't even like a, because I have some friends that were like, oh, it was like for sleepover food or for like Sundays, they would have like a special.
Right. One.
But I don't remember us doing that.
Well, and again, I was getting plenty of sugar. It wasn't like it was a treat for me to have Captain Crunch. I was walking out the door with a Reese's peanut butter cup. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, I was definitely not the kid who was, you know, dying for sugar. Like, according to my friend Lori, like, from back, like, we were the house, like, popsicle, ice cream, like, this is the place you wanted to come. So, I mean, like, I definitely don't, the only thing that my grandma turned me on to was Golden Grahams, and I never ate them with milk because that's disgusting, but I would eat them like a snack right out of the box.
I still have a box of Golden Grahams. When Shai Corman was on and we talked about breakfast cereals, his favorite breakfast cereals, like the next week I was at the store and Golden Grahams had like a retro packaging that I got seduced by.
Oh no.
I still have the box, like half a box of it, because then I ate it and I was like, oh, but Golden Grahams are disgusting.
Oh, no, they're so not come by. Disgusting.
They're not good.
They are good as a snack, not as cereal.
Yeah.
Putting them in milk is just like they literally just become flat pieces of cardboard in like 2 seconds.
Yeah.
But as a snack, crunchy and cinnamon deliciousness. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Perfect little.
Why have Golden Grahams when you could have Cinnamon Toast Crunch?
Okay, so this is the thing. That's like past my time. And so like everyone on those brackets that I've done, like, yeah, I think that was the winner, like CTC. And I'm like, everyone raves about Cinnamon Toast Crunch. I don't know. I have no context for it. I've never had it.
I think I started eating it in college. And
like, give me those GGs. Give me the Golden Grahams. Like, why bother with the Cinnamon Toast Crunch? But even that's a perfect example too, right? Like cereals, like there's just touchstone to your childhood and there's wildly varying opinions about, you know, what's good, what's bad, what sucks. I started to do a cereal bracket at work before I got hurt. And I had a guy tell me his favorite cereal was Grape Nuts. I'm like, bro, yours is never making it to like the.
It's not going to make it out of its first competition. Right.
Yeah, like you are not making it to Sweet 16, dude.
Yeah.
And then my boss was like, oh, you know, but you know what the cereal is? I'm like, what? He's like, Smart Start. I'm like, who are you people? I'm like, I've never even had Smart Start. I was like, cool. Yeah, Smart Start. What the fuck are you talking about? So obviously, like, everyone's got favorites and whatever. And so it's just, I think it's a really, because the other thing is once you do it, like yeah. as far as social anxiety and stuff like that, it's no longer yours.
Right.
It's like a motion that's been put on the table. Now yeah. everyone's got something to say about it. Everyone's got a, you know, oh no, oh, what? You like that? No, no, this. Like, and so like it's nothing you have to manage. You don't have to like, you know, take care of it or keep it going. Yeah. Like it becomes its own self-sufficient like conversation. And that can go on for like 20 minutes. I mean, like people like it definitely, I'm 100% stand by my candy or cereal or whatever it's gotta be, icebreaker. I mean, candy is even good because you could break it down into chocolate and the sours and right. the sweets and stuff like that.
One of the fire pit nights, you came over straight up with like a box of icebreaker questions.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I thought one of the really good questions out of that batch, maybe the only one you actually asked us, was asking people if you could spend a week living inside of one TV show, what would it be? Oh, I thought it was, right. I still think about that. I think it's such a good question. It's a harder one to get people going. I don't know that you did get to an answer on it because we kept, because what it does is it starts the conversation about like, well, are you going, is the goal to one, hang out with characters you always wanted to hang out with? Right. Is it B, essentially look at it as a vacation. So to access luxury you can't access in this world.
Okay, sure.
Is it to access a time and place you didn't get to go?
Right.
Right. So mine was like a pre 9/11 season of Sex and the City.
Oh, right.
So it's like luxury, money, not, you know, not overt, not like Kardashian luxury, but.
No, but they were styling.
They were stylish. They went to like great restaurants.
Right.
And they just like ran around Manhattan.
Yeah.
Like that would be a blast. One week in pre 9/11 Sex and the City, New York with their budgets. Great. But it may also be right. Like maybe you're in pick Outlander so you can go to 1580s Scotland.
Right. Right. Right.
So I think that's a good question, but it's a little bit. It's a slower ignition than asking people about candy.
Correct. Correct. Yes, because it involves like a little more thought. That's funny. Like I'm like, I don't even remember if I had an answer to that. And to be honest with you, like, I don't even know. Yeah, that would take a while. That would take some ruminating, which I'm really good at. Yeah, that's wild. I don't even know. Because what happens with me, this is what happens with those questions. Is like, what's your favorite movie? Have I ever seen a movie in my life? Because I can't remember one single movie that I've ever seen. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, have I ever watched a movie? I guess not, because, you know, it's all gone. Yeah. Did I ever read a book? Probably not. Like, I don't, you know what I mean? It's ridiculous. So, I mean, I have some standards for the book thing now, but yeah, so that's what happens to me with the TV show. I'm like, I've had TV shows I've been positively in love with. And then you say that, and I'm like, I don't know.
I've never watched it. Yeah.
I don't know if TV shows, did I ever have a TV? Like, you know what I mean? It's so stupid, but like, I just have no context all of a sudden. It's ridiculous. And because you mentioned it, and my friend, Cully, if this ever makes it into this and you hear, he and I bonded over one of the candy brackets over the whatchamacallit and how underrated it is and how people never fucking talk about it.
I had one on this trip to New York. I picked one up.
Nice.
And I think the label had it called a Who's It What's It.
Yeah, but isn't that something I've been meaning
to try? Is it different or was it a joke?
No, I think it's different.
Is it a regional difference?
No. I think it's like something, you know, like what's like a, I don't know, like an Inside Out Twix or some shit. Like, no, I think it's, I've been meaning to try one. I think there's something about it that is like different or, and I could be, maybe I'm wrong, but I think it's like a spinoff essentially of the whatchamacallit. Like something is different about it or they added something.
The Whoosie What's It. Whatchamacallit releases its first new candy bar in more than a decade. This is January 2021.
Yep.
And it's called a Whoosie What's It. named by Lisa M. Chocolate, chocolatey crisp, and peanut butter candy bar.
So the Rice Krispies are chocolate instead of regular? That's dumb. That's dumb. Because isn't the whatchamacallit kind of, is it not, it's not peanut butter? So it must be just regular Rice Krispies in chocolate?
So it talks about how whatchamacallit, because it was invented before SEO, they faced some problems maybe. The original whatchamacallit hit shelves in 1978. The thingamajig, a sort of companion candy to the in shape, nomenclature, and flavor, was introduced in 2009 but has disappeared. Only now it seems as the world ready for the next phase of whatchamacallit adjacent candy products. So whatchamacallit devotees and thingamajig throwbacks and novelty sweet treat seekers can finally enjoy the Whoosie What's It.
I just want to know how it's different from a whatchamacallit. That's what I'm getting at. You know what I mean? First of all, also the thing you just said, like, whatchamacallit releases a new candy. Isn't whatchamacallit part of like Mars or Hershey or some other shit?
It's like, part of Hershey.
Okay. I'm like, whatchamacallit is not its own entity.
No.
Do you know what I mean? Like, if it were part of Mars, I'd be like, Mars releases a companion to the whatchamacallit. You know what I mean?
Whoosie What's It? It's very confusing. It's the same basic...
Right?
This is a headline. But I think somebody I might actually know. Amy Levitt. I feel like she's a writer in my Twitter circles. Headline. Whoosie What's It doesn't outshine whatchamacallit, but it's still a pretty good candy bar. Whoosie What's It has the same basic framework as a whatchamacallit.
Okay.
A crispy base with a layer of another flavor on top, all coated in chocolate. But in the case of the Whoosie What's It, the crisp is chocolate and the flavored layer is peanut butter cream instead of caramel.
I was going to say, is whatchamacallit caramel?
Whatchamacallit is a Rice Crisp with caramel dipped in chocolate. And this is a chocolate crisp with peanut butter dipped in chocolate.
Okay. Definitely still want to taste it then. I want to give it a whirl.
It was good. I liked it.
Okay.
But I thought it was, you know how when the Snickers came out with like the, how Snickers has like all the funny wrappers now?
Yeah.
That are based on like you being like hangry or like they just have like slogans on them. I thought it was just a funny marketing gimmick. That it was a whatchamacallit, but like, ha ha ha, I can't remember what it's called. Is it a thing?
Right.
It's a Whoosie What's It, right?
Right, right. No, I knew it was different, but I didn't know how it was different.
This closing paragraph's amazing. I'm going to have to link to it. This is on the takeout. Anyway, I always liked whatchamacallit, and I like Whoosie What's It too. I hope it lives and thrives and does better than Thingamajig, which had the exact same components, but quietly launched in 2009 or so and just as quietly died 2 years later. Or maybe 10 years from now, we'll be hearing about another crispy cocoa peanut butter bar called Whatchamajuicy.
Whatchamacallit, severely underrated.
Yeah.
And then that bracket is also where I finally gave in and tried a Take Five.
Oh, Take Five is an outstanding candy.
It is outstanding and underrated. Yeah. However, I don't think it exists in its pure form anymore. I think it is now the Reese's Take Five, which I love a Reese's. So like, it's not the worst thing in the world, but Take Five was definitely its own thing. And I don't think that candy bar with that logo exists anymore. I think it's been merged into this like Reese's Take Five.
Yeah.
Because I haven't seen them. I haven't seen just a regular Take Five.
Because isn't it essentially like a pretzel stuck in a Reese's?
Oh, the original one was?
Let me see.
I thought it was like a pretzel. There's something else happening there, like a nut or something.
The reason you think it's been overtaken by Reese's is that, so it was released, Take Five, originally released by Hershey in December 2004.
Okay.
It was called Take Five. And then in 2019, they redid the family tree at Hershey's and added it to the Reese's family, I believe because it had peanut butter in it. So it's called Reese's Take Five now, but it doesn't seem, it's the branding has changed, but not the innards. I just think more people are willing to try it because when you see Reese's, you know that peanut butter is going to be in it. There's several variations of the Take Five.
Okay.
The chocolate cookie, which substitutes the chocolate cookie for the pretzel. There's a marshmallow limited edition, which used marshmallow cream to replace the caramel.
No.
There's peanut butter, which has a peanut butter coating instead of a chocolate coating. No. And there's a white chocolate version.
No. Which is trash. And everyone should know that about a candy argument. Yeah. That not chocolate. It is trash. So I guess the original one that I ate and liked actually had peanut butter in it. And I just don't remember mm-hmm. that part.
Yeah.
Huh. Okay, so I guess, so it's still the Take Five. It's just got the Reese's branding now, and
yep,
that's that.
Yes.
Okay. I'm okay with that.
Yeah, yeah. So, right. And that's when it took, I noticed it because it started showing up in Halloween mixes. The single Reese's Take Five. And I was like, peanut butter, this is like the Ben and Jerry's ice cream. This is like Chubby Hubby ice cream, but in a candy bar.
Yeah. Well, again, out of all the things that could have happened to it, I was not sad that like combined with Reese's. I just thought it was literally being in a Reese's peanut butter. I did not remember the Take Five had peanut butter in it. That was not part of my memory. Right. So yeah, they're delicious.
Yeah. And it was known as the Max Five in Canada.
Oh.
And now in Canada, it is called, the Take Five is now available in Canada again. And the name is the O. Henry Level Up.
No, I would never eat that. O. Henry? No, that's no.
Uh-huh.
No, I would be an instant no. I'd be like, yeah, nope, that's not happening.
Because you don't like the author or because you had it once and hated it?
Now you'll have to look it up. This probably isn't right. But when I think O. Henry, it's probably just actually a mental conflation. When I think of O. Henry, I think of like Bit of Honey, and that's another candy I just don't understand. Any of the weird super fucking Milk Duds, yeah. Sugar Daddy, Sugar Baby, like, but why? That's my question. Yeah. Why are we doing this? Sugar Pokes, Slow Pokes, whatever the fuck? Like, no.
It's peanuts, caramel, and fudge.
Okay, then I guess yeah. I'm not properly acquainted with the O. Henry then.
How do you feel about a Charleston Chew?
I don't know that I've ever had one, but I feel like what remembering what I see about it, I remember thinking like, no way, I'm not doing that. It's gross.
So they come from the Tootsie family.
Well, there you go. Then I'm out.
So the Charleston Chew is nougat in the middle. It's either strawberry, chocolate, or vanilla nougat covered in chocolate.
Yeah, you know.
And we would freeze them. And then once it's frozen, then you bash it on the table into little bite-sized pieces. It's very good frozen.
None of that. I'm not. No, thank you. That sounds good to me at all. Like, I don't even understand nougat. Because the concept of it seems to manifest so differently. Mm-hmm. Like nougat, I think there's nougat in a Snickers, right?
Yeah. Chocolate, okay. Caramel, nougat, and peanut butter.
Peanuts.
Yeah. Yes, peanuts.
Yeah. And then like, but all of the Three Musketeers is nougat? Like the it's like Three Musketeers, then you add the caramel in for the Milky Way, and then you get to the, like an actual real candy bar where you start talking about the Snickers bar. But like in the Three Musketeers, it just seems so.
Musketeers doesn't have Nugget. It has fluffy whipped mousse. Nugget is stiffer.
Right. Okay, cool. Because for some reason, I always thought that was like Nugget. And I'm like, this is gross.
No, it's a mousse.
Okay. Well, that explains a lot of things.
Not that type of mousse.
No.
So wait, what were you saying? Three Musketeers, you add caramel, and then what is it?
A Milky Way.
Oh. Oh, yeah. Huh. They just weren't on my radar as a kid.
Well, I was going to say, but exactly. Both of those are substandard. Like, I'm desperate for, we'll eat it. We'll eat it. Like, those were never candy. But like, you know how I know? Is because they would come in bite-sized Halloween versions.
Yeah.
That's how I would even really like, I never bought a whole Milky Way. Like, are you kidding me? No.
Yeah, no. Why would you waste your treat on that?
No, if I could have a Snickers.
Yeah.
I mean, like, you know, it's the one candy I like though that most people think is like straight disgusting. And actually, I don't even know why I like it. Cause like, if you throw a raisin into my oatmeal cookie, I'm like, you're an asshole.
Raisinettes?
No. Chunky.
What? Chunky?
Chunky? Do you know Chunky?
Chunky.
It's a square. It comes in four. You can break it off into four pieces. My dad turned me onto it. So go figure. You can break it off into like
four. Never. Ever seen this label before?
You've never seen or had a Chunky?
No.
I mean, it's definitely like talk about whatchamacallit being underrated. Like, no one fucking talks about Chunky. Like,
it's,
ever.
It sounds so good. It's got Brazil nuts, cashews, raisins, and chocolate. That sounds outstanding.
It's so good. It's so good. It's equivalent a little bit, which again, like, I didn't really get into these until like, I don't know, 3 years ago or something like that. My friend Kevin Melendez turned me onto them. The Cadbury fruit and nut. I was like, I'm like, that sounds terrible. And then I ate one and I was like, it is not terrible. It's delicious.
Yeah, I feel like I've had it. Yeah.
What?
The fruit and nut. It makes me think about fruitcake, even though it's not. And so I don't get it. But looking at the label, I'm like, oh no, that would be actually delicious.
This is why I never ate them my whole life. And then when he like, I don't even remember what the circumstance was, which like, he basically made me eat it. Like, I don't even remember. And I remember being like, oh, I'm severely wrongly judging you, fruit and nut.
I Googled Milky Way and Three Musketeers. What's the difference? There's a question on Quora. Right? What's the difference between these two?
Yeah.
The Three Musketeers is a delicious candy bar made from soft nougat covered in milk chocolate. It is available in several sizes. The Milky Way is a huge galaxy containing billions of stars, one of which is our sun. As far as I know, it is not delicious.
But no, you just use the word nougat again.
Right. I know, but that's a good Bill Nolan, former college professor. That's a good answer.
Oh, that is funny.
Yeah, maybe if they had had like clever commercials like Almond Joy and Mounds, then I would have known that one was a plus up on the next.
Maybe. I then never made me eat Almond Joy or Mounds because that just sounded like straight gross to me. To this day, I'm very like, occasionally, like, what did I just eat? Someone just gave me something the other day, and that's what it was. It was basically like a coconut candy. And I remember being like, okay, like, I'm gonna eat this and finish it, but like, no thanks.
My other go-to candy, I don't remember who I was talking to about this recently. When we would go fishing, the dad would fill the cooler with Coke, right?
Uh-huh.
Yep. Pepperoni sticks, string cheese, and mini Snickers.
Yes.
And all just swimming in ice water. So just like ice cold Coca-Cola, ice cold pepperoni sticks. But really, the best is like the cold Coke and a freezing cold Snickers and like a wet, you know, like dripping with water on the outside.
Yeah.
Oh, so good. Nothing better.
I've only recently come around to frozen candy bars. Like and not even entirely, but like that's a thing. It seems like most people are really down with that. And I'm like, it's like chilling a wine too far or beer too far. Like there's less flavor. Like yeah. You can taste less of like what is actually going on. I think it's a texture thing for people.
Well, these weren't frozen. This is just, you put them in ice water. So they're like the same temperature as like a cold can of Coke.
Right, right, right. But yeah. I that just made me think about so many people freeze their candy bars.
Yeah. I just freeze Thin Mints from Girl Scouts. Mm.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I have those. I have had some chocolate bars this summer that I've tossed in the freezer just because they were just like a little too melty.
Right, yeah.
So to just like straight up preserve them for another day, I had to freeze them.
Right, right.
Well, candy just took us an hour.
I was literally going to say to you, do you see what I mean? Like, and we did not even talk about Swedish fish. Like we didn't talk about sweet tarts, nothing. We did not talk about sugar, sour, sweet candies. You've been on a peach thing, right? Peach O's or something?
I like those peach O's. Those are good. I was just telling my nephew today when we were driving that for a road trip. So lately, McDonald's has this new frozen lemonade that I'm pretty obsessed with.
I've seen it, haven't tried it yet, but it looks good.
It is a nice tart. It's not, there's plenty of sugar in it, but it's a tart lemonade.
Nice.
And so for when I was driving back from New York and basically stopping at like every other rest stop to nap, like the whole day. Day two, I took probably 8 naps on day two.
Well, good. Better than that. They say like driving tired is almost as bad or as bad as driving
drunk. Yeah. So the candies I like to keep me going when I'm driving are like hot tamales.
Oh, that's what they are.
Yeah. Mike and Ike will do it now for me. Chocolate, I just eat too fast and I don't want more, but like a Mike and Ike, a hot tamale because it's spicy, a hot tamale with like that lemonade would be nice. But I didn't want to wait in two lines at the gas station, so I got French fries instead of candy. But yeah, those peach rings, I like those peach rings when they're really fresh. They got to be fresh. That's the Swedish fish. Don't waste my time.
Oh, you're killing me.
But
you're already, though, distinguishing you and I were apart because you're talking about like peachos being fresh. So as I understand it, I don't really understand quite what it is, but like invert sugar. Like this is a concept or a process that's in, right? Like Swedish fish, Sour Patch Kids, like all that kind of like gelatinous stuff. Yeah. Although I think it's also in peppermint patties. And the difference already I can tell is that like when you mentioned Mike and Ike, it's in Mike and Ike too. That shit is too chewy for me. I like a stale Swedish fish. I like a stale peach-o. Yeah, man. Give me that. Like, you know what I mean? Make it have a little snap to it. I don't like the super soft. Yeah. I want them stale.
No. Because I bought some Mike and Ike's in New York and they were stale and I couldn't eat. Like, I was just like, I don't have the teeth for this.
What do you mean? I feel like unstale stuff it's like buried in my molars. It's like,
yeah, it's buried in your molars, but it doesn't feel like it's gonna break your tooth to chew it. It might lock your jaw shut because it's so fresh and soft and delicious that you just can't chew anymore.
I've never felt my teeth were gonna break from a Mike and Ike.
These were very stale Mike and Ikes.
I don't eat them very often. The two things that like literally a Jolly Rancher will not even pass my lips at this point because you might as well just rip out half of my teeth. And the other one, unfortunately, that I can't eat anymore teeth wise, Heath. I can't do it, which is bummer. I like Heath.
Yeah, that's a hard one.
You know, I was like, I can't do that. Like, I can't really do peanut brittle anymore either, which is a crying shame.
What about like a saltwater taffy, like a good grandma candy?
You know, which P.S. is its own separate kind of candy. I just want to say that right now.
A grandma resort candy.
Just grandma candies. Yeah. Like that's how I fell in love with cinnamon bears, was from the Brock's Pick-A-Mix.
Yeah.
There were like little root beer barrels. There were like the regular like red and white spearmints or peppermints. But then yep. There was those crazy blue insane mints. Do you know what I'm talking about?
The puffy ones.
Like, no.
But like, no.
This is a hard candy.
It's like it's the hard menthol.
Is that what it is? It's blue. It's like it's
the like a candy equivalent of Vicks Vapor Rub.
Like it's hardcore. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But I was a fan. What else is it? No, but I know it, the other. So that's one kind. But yes, the strawberry, the hard strawberry. But the other kind you're talking about, yes, is those puffy, delicious melt in your mouth mints. Those like craziness.
Yeah.
Butter mints. Do you remember those from like restaurants? Yes.
Yeah.
We
have those at work. And like little, obviously they're like individually, there's like three in a little white.
In a package now? Yeah. Okay. Because we literally used to dip a spoon at a cash register and fucking
put
some mints in your hand. Like, but what? Like, what do you do?
The bathroom mints. Yeah. Or cash register. Yeah.
And then my grandma would eat. Try to talk about these and no one knows what the fuck I'm talking about. They were basically like little, the texture was like little pieces of leather in a circle, right? It had like, it had a hole in it, but it was anise. It was black licorice flavored. Mm. And it was like,
anise buttons. They were buttons.
And they had like buttons. They were like white and pink and green, like the same colors of a butter mint.
Mm-hmm.
But these weird, but they had a hole in them. They weren't like buttons exactly. Like they had a hole in them. Like they were like leather. I mean, it was like, you almost had to let them dissolve in your mouth a little bit to kind of chew them. I eventually found them at one point during a search, like maybe during the brackets or something, but like, it's hard to even Google. Like, it's hard to even get like a picture of these things. Like I'll have to.
Yeah. But in my search for them, I just found something that I haven't thought about in a long time, but now I really want, and that's clove balls.
I don't know that.
I'm going to share my screen.
Okay. Yeah. I definitely do not know that. But to the anise.
This one. Let me get it big.
It
looked like a peppermint. I don't want your free shipping.
I'm sure I had that at my grandma. I'm sure I've had those before.
You would have been expecting a peppermint and then had to like politely get rid of it. But now I think as a grown up, I think this like clove candy would probably be very good.
I think I might have even liked it at the time. There's that other one, the Christmas one, it almost looks like the candies are made out of glass.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I'm talking about? There's like ribbons and like.
Yes.
It's like a very Christmas thing. Like, I don't even know that it is a thing.
I know
thing.
Exactly and, what we're talking about.
And yeah, they just like, the candy kind of sucks, yes. but they're very pretty. Yes.
Yeah, just thin ribbon candy. Ribbon candy, yep. That's all.
Well, and the other thing was too that with my grandma, and again, I grew up liking both. I'm down for either. Is that jelly beans, and or gumdrops come in two families?
Yeah,
the like lime, lemon, orange, cherry, or the like spicy red, spicy like cinnamon.
Mm-hmm.
There's generally a black one. There's generally an anise one in there. Like it's this like, I think they're called like spice gumball or spice gumdrops or something.
Yes.
Spice drop thing.
Yeah.
And it's an entirely different flavor profile. And if you are expecting a cherry or something, and then you get this wild ass. Oh, cause that was the thing. The green ones. Cause I love lime. The green ones were peppermint. They were like a mint of some sort. Mm-hmm.
These spice drops. I bought some of these when we were at Menards. And you're right. I was like, oh, these are not. This is like a just. It's like. It's like a. It is like it's like going into your spice jars.
Yeah, it's. And I can't believe there's clove, not a black one.
Cinnamon, anise, spearmint, sassafras, and wintergreen.
Yeah, the wintergreen. It's such a wild thing to eat as a chewy candy.
Mm-hmm. Right, and then there's gumdrops,
which I have.
Well, which are like cherry, orange, anise, lime, lemon, and pineapple.
Okay, so there is a black one in the those two, I guess.
Those so that one is. That one's licorice. So this particular site we're looking at does not have a licorice in the spice drops.
Yeah, but you're saying, like, to me, like, anise or anise, that is licorice. That's yes. The taste of black licorice. So that's in that one, too, right? Didn't you say that?
No, spices, clove, cinnamon. Oh, anise. But I wonder what color it is.
I think it might be white.
Maybe.
Oh, yeah. And then the other thing is there were the Good and Plenty's are also anise.
Right.
Because there was Good and Plenty's and Good and Fruity's.
I've never seen a Good and Fruity.
They're much rarer, but they're basically like Mike and Ike's.
Okay.
I'm telling you, it's going to be hard. Because I remember doing this like during the brackets and just like struggling to find like a picture of these things. I'm just like, what were they? Like what, like why?
Well, here's the thing. Mom's going to listen to this and she's going to tell us.
What they are, what these little leather.
If she remembers them, yeah. But you don't mean the ones that are stacked, do you?
So go on your nuts.com right there.
Uh-huh.
And Google licorice tubes. That's what these are, for sure. Except for they were pastel at my grandma's. So they're licorice in like their most pure form. It's like not soft licorice. It's mm-hmm. the leathery, like that must be what licorice is really like, the licorice root. It's like these little leathery, and hers had more of a hole in them. Like it was more of a clear, like you could look through them.
Yeah, someone is saying that they loved a candy called Snaps.
Oh, I bet that's what they were called in the old days.
Yeah.
Yeah. In the 80s. The olden days. Yeah, that's what they were called, Snaps. But they were just like these little rubbery ass like candies. Maybe someday we can talk about MASH or Snacks and Apps because this is my exact point. Is that like it is
people will talk about candy for a long time.
It's a topic that is really like a wealth of riches. Like there's just no, and again, like there's so many other things about candy, like. So many things about candy, like we haven't even begun to like talk about. You know what I mean? Like Chick a Stick, what the fuck is that? No, that's so gross. Like it's like some weird no.
Yeah.
There's just so many avenues and so many ways to like go down these things that like it's just it's almost fail safe, I think. Really, truly.
It's fantastic. It is a good opener. And I'll say the less heated conversation than do you have an internal monologue or not? And how do you think if you don't?
You're asking, we're talking about this right now?
We're not talking about this. I'm saying getting people talking about candy isn't going to give them the existential crisis that the other question, which we have explored a lot recently, gives people.
Okay, I was like, are we talking about this right now?
Because
like,
no, because I still have to edit this podcast and go to bed.
No, that's what I was saying. I'm like, we're going to tag this on the back of candy? I'm fucking serious?
I'm not.
Like, what?
No.
Okay, cool.
Jocelyn,
cool.
Where can people find you online?
Right now, I'm on Twitter. And probably the main ones would be Instagram at Smussyolay, Smussyolay. But right now I'm really living and thriving on the TikTok, man. Yeah. Same thing, Smussyolay at Smussyolay. I mean, I have a Twitter, you know, God, I still have a YouTube and a Flickr at Smussyolay.
Yeah.
but right now I'm pretty like pretty into the TikToks. So yeah. That's if you want to really see me and like the shit I'm talking about and the things I'm interested in, it's TikTok at Smussy Ole for sure.
Awesome. I will link to that in the show notes. And thank you for joining me for this impromptu Sunday night record.
Thanks for having me. It's, you know, it's always an honor and privilege to talk about candy.
Thank you for listening to Finding Favorites with Leah Jones. Please make sure to subscribe and drop us a 5-star review on iTunes. Now, go out and enjoy your favorite things.